Return to 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Steve Barlow and Steve Skidmore. Read by Graham Seed. In 1934, the international crisis caused by the rise of totalitarian governments in many parts of the world is growing more serious by the day. New discoveries in science and medicine promise a bright future. At the same time, new weapons threaten global disaster. This is the new scientific age, an age of invention, adventure, and deadly danger. Chapter 1. Record. Lake Windermere, Westmoreland, United Kingdom, June 1934. Are you absolutely sure you want to do this? Luke Challenger's question was kindly meant, but Nick Malone greeted it with indignation. Of course I am. I know what I did wrong last run. I'll be fine, you'll see. Luke gave a resigned nod and signalled to the speedboat driver, who motored gently ahead until the rope trailing behind the boat tightened. Nick, grasping the handle at the rope's end and crouched with his water skis raised almost vertically in front of him, began to move through the water. Luke gave the driver another signal, and the boat surged forward, sweeping over the smooth surface of Lake Windermere as Nick rose on his skis. He swept across the boat's wake from side to side, increasing speed in preparation for his jump. As they approached the ramp, Luke found himself muttering encouragement. Come on, Nick, keep your knees flexible. Be prepared for the shock. Go for control, not distance. He broke off. Nick couldn't hear his instructions, even if he shouted. And anyway, it was too late. Nick hid the ramp trap.